Hello, welcome to the Grand Prix 24/7 podcast, your weekly insight into the world of Formula One.
The motorsport season is back in full swing, and today I'm delighted to be joined by W Series driver Alice Powell. Alice has not only been making waves in the world of motorsport as a driver this season, but also as a media personality, commentating on both F1 and F2, and also writing a column in the Race website. Alice has also been part of a new film that's come out recently called Beyond Driven, about Lella Lombardi, one of the most successful women ever to compete in Formula One, and the only woman ever to score points in the series. Alice, thanks very much for joining us today, and how did you first get involved with this film?
So I got a message from the creators over in the US, who decided that they would love me to feature in the film, which was, you know, a great honour to be chosen to talk about kind of the ways in women in motorsport, you know, some of the maybe the struggles and about my success, and also, you know, how incredibly amazing Lella was to achieve what she achieved. You know, Formula One back then was more dangerous, I consider, anyway, than it was or is today. So, you know, the battles that those drivers, obviously not just Lella, but the other drivers on the grid had with the cars and the dangers that they faced were hugely incredible. So, yeah, I jumped at the chance straight away from Vincent and his lovely wife to get in touch and, meet up. And they came over and we had some great fun over here in my country, so in Oxford. You know, we did most of the filming in Oxford, and we went to base performance simulators as well, and just kind of let them both have a go on a simulator, which they both really enjoyed.
Was there anything kind of learning more about her story that really surprised you or shocked you? Because I imagine, you know, we're still unfortunately kind of fighting the battle to see more equality in terms of gender equality in motorsport. But, you know, I can only imagine what it would have been like back in the kind of late 60s, early 70s for a woman to kind of make it into Formula One. Was there anything about learning about her story that really surprised you?
Yeah, I mean, the battles that she would have faced, you know, I've mentioned the drivers having huge amounts to deal with, you know, because the sport was it's dangerous. It's still dangerous now, but especially as you look at the old footage from back then, it was so dangerous. So they had those battles to face as well. But also, you know, women in motorsport is a rare thing. You know, there's not many female drivers out there as it stands at the moment. We've obviously got the drivers in W Series and other categories as well, but back then it must have been just hugely rare. So, you know, she battled against the struggles, because there would have been struggles for sure that she would have faced to get into the sport, and to break the barriers and hop into Formula One, you know, is just an incredible achievement. And to have the success that she did was just incredible. And she's, yeah, an inspiration to all female drivers, but also to those that may come across other struggles, you know, in other ways, that, you know, anything is possible. You just have to work hard and keep pushing.
And I think Lella was she has the most kind of starts of any woman in Formula One, but it's basically, you know, now it's been a long, long time since we've had a woman start a Grand Prix. I think going back all the way to Lella in the 70s. Do you see that with movements like W Series and kind of, I think, the new Ferrari and FIA initiative, do you see that we're getting closer to having another woman in Formula One?
Yeah, we sure are. You know, Vincent and Rihanna, who you know, made the film, the big pushers behind the film, really touched on that with the stories from myself, Vicky and Tatiana and some of the other drivers as well. And the initiatives that you mentioned there with W Series and the FIA Women's Girls on Track, you know, there's a big push to try and encourage more females into the sport and just showcase the talents. You know, it's I would have thought in the next 5 years or so we would hopefully have a female in Formula One. And yeah, that's just, you know, at the time that time goes by now, it flies by, you know, that's just around the corner. So great efforts are being made, but also, you know, you need to be there on your talents as well, not just because of your gender. And there's so many talented female drivers out there for sure.
And in terms of W Series itself, you had a really impressive season last year. And I think, you know, given your incident you had at the start in Misano, you know, other than that, you're kind of always right at the front in every race. How do you kind of reflect back on your first season in W Series?
Yeah, it's certainly been a lot of time for reflection over these past kind of 3-4 months, but even prior to that, you know, you always look back over the season. And as much as I was kind of disappointed really from finishing third, it was actually still a good achievement, seeing that I had 2 DNFs, but every other race I finished on the podium, you know, so including the reverse grid race coming back from 17th on the grid. So yeah, it was a good season, and like I said, I was disappointed overall with coming third. I've obviously liked to have been in the challenge at the end for the championship for sure. I was only really fighting for third spot. So, but with that, you know, all taken into account and the DNFs, it was a good season. I really enjoyed my season in W Series, and you know, you really have to take your hat off to the efforts of Catherine, David and Dave and Sean as well, for their efforts to put on a fantastic championship for us drivers and give us the opportunity, you know, to get back out racing. I was probably one of a handful of females on that grid that had not really been doing much racing at all. I'd been out for 4 or 5 years, so it was the first year really it was my first full season of racing since 2014. So that's a long time being out, and yeah, I just have to thank them. They gave me the opportunity to get back out there and kind of kickstart my career again. And I've been lucky enough to secure a paid drive in the Jaguar IPC Trophy with the support of Ram Racing and Jaguar Germany, and also had the opportunity to through Envision Virgin Racing to take my hand to a Formula E car as well.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to ask about that. You know, you had this extended period outside of motorsport, so to kind of come back after 5 kind of seasons out, and then to kind of be standing as the winner on the podium at Brands Hatch, you know, having just won a kind of, you know, big race in Formula 3 level cars, kind of, did you ever, once you kind of left racing in around 2014 on a full-time basis, did you ever see yourself getting back into that position?
No, I mean, you know, you're always hunting for the different avenues to get back in, but sponsorship is so hard to come by these days, and so are these funded drives. You know, teams want drivers that have had good experience and, you know, been in a car regularly. And obviously for me, that wasn't the case from kind of 2014 onwards. I had 1 or 2 races in 2015 and then that was it, you know. So I wasn't really going to be the top of anyone's list. I had the opportunity from Jaguar to drive their VIP car in their first ever Jaguar IPACE E-Trophy race. And then obviously the opportunity came along with W Series, you know, and yeah, it's turned my career around. I had the chance to race alongside Catherine Legg in IMSA, so that was my first ever proper GT race, albeit kind of straight in the deep end in the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship. But I would never have thought I would have had any of these opportunities to get back out racing, and it put my name back out there. And you know, after the successes in W Series and for being out of a race car for so long, you know, it was great to be back out and to have, you know, tasted victory eventually in the end in W Series at Brands Hatch.
And just going away from the grid for a second, obviously you're now kind of expanding not just on the track but also in the world of media as well. I read a couple of your columns for the race website, and now you're also doing commentary for the Formula 2 kind of world feed. How much have you enjoyed that side of things as well?
yeah, really enjoyed it. You know, I've always quite vocal. I've got, you know, good opinions. I'm a huge Formula One fan, and, you know, a huge motorsport fan, in all honesty. So I watch as much of it as I can. And yeah, to have the opportunity from the race to write a blog, you know, was a great opportunity. And also when I got the late call to come and commentate on at the FIA Formula 2 Championship for the World Feed, and then for F1 TV on their Formula 1 coverage. You know, I would never have expected to be commentating on a Formula 1 race or a Formula 2 race. So, yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. And, you know, it's another avenue that I can explore and hopefully combine the two with driving and commentating as well.
So just touching on Formula 1, you mentioned you're commentating for F1 TV. What are your kind of early impressions of the season? Do you think it's a case of, you know, Mercedes just being too far ahead of everyone else, that it's going to be difficult for kind of a Red Bull or a Ferrari to catch them up?
Yeah, I mean, as a racing fan, I love to see great racing. I love to see exciting and close racing. And, you know, we had a great race in Austria back kind of 3 weeks ago, but then it kind of pitted out a little bit after that. Obviously Mercedes had their issues with the gearbox, which made it turn it into an exciting race. But Mercedes at the moment, for sure, they're in a kind of a class of their own, really. You know, Red Bull had their struggles at this weekend at Hungary, but Max Verstappen drove a fantastic race to pull his car up to second on the grid, you know, and a great job by his team fixing his car after his error on the way to the grid. But yeah, it's difficult. You know, Mercedes, I think, have really, like I said, in a world of their own. And as much as I'm a Lewis Hamilton fan, and you really have to take your hat off to Lewis for you know, pulling out some stunning drives and stunning qualifying laps, and to Mercedes for producing a great car. I can't wait to hopefully see one day soon some close action on track, and, you know, a close scrap for those podium positions.
And with F2 as well, are there any drivers in particular that have caught your eye in terms of maybe being able to make that step up? I know there's a lot of pressure on the shoulders of young Mick Schumacher, but is there anyone else who you've been impressed with?
Yeah, Mick's going to have huge pressures on his shoulders. Obviously, he's been dealing with it well. He had some great results in Hungary this weekend and kick-started his championship after a tough and, you know, unlucky, especially in the second race in the second weekend in Austria, after his fire extinguisher went off after a piece of rubber caught it. But yeah, he did a good job. He's back up, I think, now to third in the standings. But you have to really take your hat off to the likes of Christian Lundgaard, rookie, come up from Formula 3, and of course Robert Schwartzman. You know, that incredible first race at Hungary, the feature race. You know, these Formula 2 cars, and we saw that especially in Hungary, there's huge tyre degradation. So in Formula 3, they don't have to come in and change their tyres. You just race. You know, you have to manage your tyres, but it's not like Formula 2 where you really have to manage your tyres. And he took to it incredibly well and managed his tyres somehow, went to the alternate strategy and managed his tyres incredibly well, came in, pitted for the softs, and just kind of drove away, really. And for a rookie, that is just sensational. And he started 11th on the grid as well, so he did take that risk with the strategy. But yeah, I would say it's really the rookies that are standing out for me at the moment, the likes of Robert Schwartzman and Christian Lundgaard.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see if they can keep that up. So in terms of your racing, obviously you're carrying on with the Jaguar I-Pace trophy. What are your hopes for season end?
So we've got a very jam-packed Berlin. We've got 7 races in 9 days. It's going to be pretty full on. It's going to be pretty busy. I just can't wait to get back on track, to be honest. You know, there's going to be cobwebs for everyone to blow off. I'm sure not many of the drivers have been out in a car. I certainly haven't. But I'm just looking forward to getting the championship back underway. Sitting third in the standings at the moment, you've got the likes of reigning champion Sergio Jimenez, Simon Evans, and Caca Bueno. Those three raced in the series last year, full of experience. They know these cars extremely well. So it's a tough order. You know, it's not going to be easy to take it to those three in terms of the championship. But what, like I said, we're sitting third at the moment. Berlin's going to be full on. It's a tough track, certainly a tough track. So it's going to be so unpredictable. We just need to keep the consistency there. We had a struggle in Mexico and were unlucky with two punctures in one race. So that really damaged the championship hopes. But yeah, we just have to keep pushing and keep working hard to hope to be there at the end.
And finally, obviously, it's been a bit of a disappointment for fans to see that W Series had to cancel their season for 2020. But firstly, can we expect to see you back for 2021? And, you know, if so, what are your kind of ambitions and hopes for next year in terms of both your own performance and also just the growth of the series?
Yeah, I hope to be back there racing in W Series next year. Obviously, the season was postponed this year for obvious reasons with the virus and everything. But yeah, I'm hoping to be back next year. Obviously, the championship is going to be the aim, finishing third in 2019. So I just look forward to seeing what calendar they might produce. You know, we've already confirmed Mexico and Austin supporting the Formula One, so that will be really exciting. But yeah, it's going to be a tough season. I know, again, there's some talented drivers on the grid with the likes of Jamie Weitzke and Emma Kimmelainen as well, and some new drivers coming up too. So it's going to be difficult, but yeah, one I'm looking forward to.
Brilliant. Well, good luck for your Jaguar I-Pace series, and hopefully you and the Formula E drivers managed to kind of keep yourself sane during that incredibly difficult schedule you've got coming up. But thanks very much for speaking to us.
No worries, thank you.
Thanks very much to Alice Powell for her time today. I really enjoyed speaking to her about all the projects that she's going on, and hope to see more of her in the commentary booth in the coming weeks. Before I go, I just want to remind everyone to follow us on Twitter at Grand Prix 24/7 or visit our website GrandPrix247.com. If you want to support the podcast, please give us a like and subscribe on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We'll see you again next week, and thanks for listening.